It's a, you know, it's not going to be out here this week. It's going to be a little bit, I think. I'm glad it wasn't anything major, but it's still something that keeps him out, which is disappointing, probably to him more than anybody. But he really was taking some growth steps and coming along, and now he's got a setback. And that's all it is. It's a setback. We don't know how long the setback is, but we'll know as we get more information. But it's a setback that he wasn't looking for, neither were we, but we'll deal with it.
Are you expecting to miss preseason?
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. It's going to be close. It's going to be close.
Is it a tear?
I don't know the extent of it. There are different grades, but it's, you know, something with a ham. And the degree is what they're kind of trying to now figure out, you know, what it is. And then, you know, everybody's different with how they come back from those two. I don't think those are one muscle injuries over the years. That one guy, it takes 2 weeks. One guy, three. You don't know the severity. It's, a lot goes into it.
That's the fourth guy at that point. So where are you in terms of depth and outside linebacker?
Well, we've been cross-training guys like Brad Jones and Ocho, and we've got Vinny out there cross-training, and Vinny will get some work now. We'll accelerate Vinny's move out there now because of the depth. So I'm excited, and Vinny's excited about seeing him out there. We worked all the offseason. We just kind of slowly leaked him in, and the last couple weeks he's got more and more, and then this week we gave him a lot, and in the game we'll give him some. So Vinny's excited. I'm excited about seeing Vinny out there in that role.
And it seemed like you're dropping more than.
Yeah, Vinny's doing a good job. You know, it's a process. It's a, you know, the more reps we give him, the better he'll get at it. Vinny's a bright-eyed, very excited about the project, and he's diving into it and attacking it. So he'll probably get it quicker than Red Mara.
Bill, we saw Ed Reynolds flash last week with two picks. Is that reflective of how he's been developing? Is he that good?
Ed is coming along. He's getting better. He works so hard at it. He's a highly intelligent young man that is getting better and better the more he understands the scheme, which he's at a really good understanding right now. It enabled him to break and make some plays the other night. Excited about Ed, but he's still in the middle of the competition with all the guys.
You see that Ocho is one of the guys that's working out there?
Yeah, in the offseason we did a little bit more than lately, but because of injury we're kind of dancing around with and moving guys around with injury. We've kept him more inside because we really played last week with only four inside backers. Ocho can move out there. Right now, Brad Jones will go out there and take some snaps tomorrow night for us. And Ocho will remain inside, but he has the ability to swing.
So Curry had a defined role last year as kind of a situational pass rusher on the line. How does this new role affect that role from last year?
It won't affect that role. It really won't. He'll still hold on to that role because he's so effective in it. Not just a piece of can we expand his role. And we can expand his role a little bit or a lot, depending on how fast it makes sense.
So he could play linebacker on first and second down?
He could.
Bill, at the slot position, you keep having Rowe and Denzel and Jalen mix in there. You said you have the option of having the point of safeties come down and play there.
Yes.
If that starts to manifest, or it starts to become necessary to have one of those guys, when will you start working them into practice and utilizing them?
It'll be next week or beyond. We'll probably get Nolan Carroll in there a little bit next week to take a look at that. And that way all the corners will be, kind of well-versed in there. And then Malcolm and Walt have so much experience in there. And we walk through, they'll jump in there a little bit. So they understand it, know it. So they really don't need as many reps, although you do need reps. If that's what you're going to do in this week's game, then you absolutely need reps. But we're not there yet. We want to see the corners take it. You know, hopefully one of the corners will take that spot.
With regards to Vinny, do you see him kind of having the same type of learning curve as maybe Brandon Graham did when he learned the position?
Yeah, I think Trent is probably the most accurate comparison with Vinny because there's so much alike. They really are big, powerful defensive linemen that go forward. And they need to learn to go backwards. Brandon, it came natural to Brandon, the backward movement. So I think Vinny and Trent are probably a closer comparison. And I think Vinny's really, he's been in the system, so the words make sense to him. Where that first year, all the words were new to everybody.
The players that you are cross-training, are you doing them only behind Brandon's spot, or are they also getting work at the jab?
No, it's both. Vinny, you start them in a one, but, for instance, Jones can play both. Ocho can play both. The Predator in our system has been the bigger defensive lineman. So, the bigger defensive linemen always start over there. The inside backers will start at the jack, but we have the ability to move them over there if we need to.
Which of the top three inside linebackers will be available for Saturday?
You know, I'm not positive that yet. That meeting we have this afternoon, I don't know if any of them, I don't know if all of them will be. I really don't. We'll have that meeting this afternoon, and then we'll decide who plays. The majority of the game will be played by probably the same guys that did, no matter what those guys, their availability is. It'll be limited.
How's it been watching Eric and some of the other young cornerbacks working against Steve Smith this
week? Oh, it's been great. They're learning a lot. You know, Steve Smith's he's such a well-rounded receiver. It's great to work our press technique on him, our releases. He can stop and start as quick as anyone, even. He's getting up there in age, but he still has that burst. So it's been a challenge for the guys. They're wide-eyed and excited about it. And it's good for those guys to get that, when you're first year in the NFL, sometimes you look across from the guy you're playing and go, oh, my God, that's Steve Smith. Oh, my God, that's Peyton Manning. That's Joe Flacco. You grew up watching them. So the more times they can get through that experience to where when we do hit the regular season games, they're a little bit more calm and they know they can handle it. So it's been a great work for our young guys.
Bill, you've got some younger guys, younger corners working in the slot, like Eric Rowe and Jalen Watkins. But what does a veteran like E.J. Biggers bring to that group?
Experience, like most veterans do. E.J.'s been in there a lot. E.J.'s played three positions in the NFL. He's played nickel, he's played safety, and he's played corner. And he's got the understanding of the concepts. We all call the same coverages different things, but really you have inside leverage, outside leverage, press, or off. Those are really the four things you got to wrap your mind around. And he understands it, and I think he brings that to the slot position.
With the last two practices against the Ravens, what kind of impressions have you gotten about your defense overall? Just in regards to, if it's improved from last year, can you tell all that?
What we've seen in the two practices is a lot like what we saw in the Colts game. You know, the run technique and the run fits have been really solid. We're building nice walls in the run game is what we try to do as a two-gap base defense. And then in the secondary, our communication is at a real high level. I'm really comfortable with the way the guys talk to each other and the techniques, the press techniques we've been working on. It's nice to work against other receivers and other releases and other sizes and shapes of the receivers. So we're really focused on the fundamentals and the techniques at all these positions. That's what the preseason is about to us, is developing those techniques and fundamentals and evaluating guys. And that this was like an extra two preseason games, to be honest with you, because you can evaluate, although it's not the tackle to the ground part, but the rest of it is great for us.
We see Nate Allen was the deep safety most of the time last year. Two safeties more interchangeable this year. Left and right.
Yeah, they're left and right. They were with Nate too. I mean, it was more right and left than anything. But we have game plans that sometimes we say down and back, but we try to base out of a right and left safety position. But it can change as the game changes.
You talk about working technique all these many weeks here. Sunday, as you reviewed the technique of press coverage, how was it? How the guys responded?
We took a big step. It really did, and I think it showed in the. We had zero plus 20-yard passes. I think the one that hit us for 20 was Eric Rowe's deep crosser that we punched out. So we were real pleased with that because that's the goal. And in practice now, they've hit a couple on us, but not at the rate they were last year. So we think that starts with the press technique. So we're pleased with where that is now. It's not where it needs to be, but it's going in the right direction.
Eric Rowe seems like he's been making some plays out there. What's the biggest challenge for him as the regular season approaches?
The technique and the understanding of the talent level he's covering. And I think that's for all the young guys. I don't think you really realize. And there's practice speed of Steve Smith, and then there's going to be game speed, when it's on the line. So it's a natural progression that you go through. It's very encouraging that he's very calm at all times. Eric, whether he's getting beat, had a bad down, a good down, he finishes it right. He finishes it calm at the ball. So those are all good things. But he's just got to get the reps and fight through these top-notch receivers and see what it's like to cover them.
It's been 2 days for Earl Wolf at the doctor. Is there any update on his
health? I don't have anything on Earl. I think I'll find out a little bit later on today, but I've been out of – I mean, he hasn't been in the conversation because he's been away at the doctor.
Is he looking with the team today?
I don't even know that, Zach. I really don't.
Who do you like at that third
safety spot? It's all bunched up still. I don't have – there's not a guy that's really separating himself. I mean, they're all encouraging the way they played. They had some interceptions. Chris and Chris are both – they made a lot of plays the other night. did some great jobs getting us in and out of some coverages. So I was really encouraged, and I'm anxious to see Cup now. You know, we get Jerome back out there, you know, and see what he can do. We good? All right, guys.
Thanks, Bill.